Imagine showing up to a packed pub for a 2026 World Cup viewing party. But instead of wearing a baggy, breathable polyblend shirt, you're strapped into skin-tight sculptural latex.
Yeah, that would definitely turn some heads.
Right. So are you ready to trade your comfortable stadium gear for high fashion? Today we're doing a deep dive into an article on fashion trends alongside the actual e-commerce storefront for a brand called Gen X.
It is a totally wild juxtaposition.
It really is. Our mission here is to unpack exactly how the 2026 World Cup collided with hot fetish wear, to create this completely new type of sports merchandise. I mean, latex and football. I was genuinely confused at
Oh, it
first.
seems completely out of left field. But, well, to understand why someone would mix sports with latex, you really have to look at the visionary behind the brand, Jenna.
Right, the designer.
Exactly. Her whole background is in creating these empowering, show-stopping looks for A-listers.
Like SCA and Cardi B, right?
SCA Cardi B, yeah. And she actually just did a massive collaboration on AAP Rocky's AWGE Fall Winter 26 runway.
Oh, wow. Okay. So she's definitely used to creating clothes that, demand attention.
Very much so.
But taking a traditional boxy football silhouette, which is inherently masculine and functional, and radically subverting it into a feminine, form-fitting statement piece with like high necks and short sleeves, it's like turning a gladiator's armor into a second skin.
I love that analogy. This Latex Nations collection really flips the script on what a jersey is supposed to be.
But does removing that functional athletic performance aspect sort of strip away its soul? Or, I don't know, does it elevate the beautiful game into pure art?
Well, if you look at it, the psychology of it is brilliant. Diehard sports fandom and fetish wear actually share a lot. They both rely heavily on tribalism,
Oh, interesting.
strict uniforms, and a hyperfixation on the human body. When you strip away the utility, you realize both cultures are obsessed with devotion and display. Gen X is just merging the two.
Okay, conceptually, that makes total sense. But we need to see how this artistic tension is actually landing with consumers. Comparing the article's praise with the cold, hard e-commerce data from the Gen X website.
Right, because high fashion praise doesn't always translate to actual sales.
Exactly. So the collection features five nations that personally impacted Jenna, which are the US, Germany, Argentina, Mexico, and Brazil.
Yeah, and the design contrasts are really striking. You have Argentina featuring those unmistakable, opaque Alba Celeste
The
stripes.
classic light blue and white.
Right, but in heavy, opaque latex. And then Brazil stands out with this tactile, slightly sheer, yellow jelly latex that's emblazoned with the brand's logo.
Right. But looking at the actual Gen X cart data, the article notes Mexico's rich green and red jersey is a rising fan favorite, and it is actually the only jersey entirely sold out.
It is, yeah.
So does this immediate scarcity prove these aren't just clothes, but like pop culture collectibles?
It really does. I mean,
Right.
the deep contrast of the green and red just translates so well into high gloss latex compared to the lighter colors. It crosses over perfectly from a novelty sports item into a standalone piece of avant-garde streetwear.
So the fashion collectors are scooping it up first.
Precisely. And that is the big so what for you, the listener. We are seeing the lines between tribal sports fandom, luxury collectibles, and fetish wear blurring completely.
You take something meant to soak up sweat and you turn it into pristine sculpture. It's just fascinating. Well, I'll leave you with this final thought. If a deeply traditional utilitarian item like a national football jersey can be successfully and radically subverted into latex fetish wear, what other everyday uniform is about to be completely reimagined by the luxury fashion world? Next time you see a mechanic's jumpsuit or a chef's coat, you might just be looking at next season's runway sensation.